Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The standoff concerning the pension reform continues. The government has chosen to activate Article 44.3 of the Constitution so as to accelerate the examination of the text in the Senate and to request a vote on the entire bill, a decision denounced by the opposition. Marine Le Pen for the Rassemblement National evokes a forcing through. Fabien Roussel for the Communist Party speaks of a 49.3 in disguise. And Emmanuel Macron asked that the parliamentary time be respected. The head of state also responded to the unions in a press release published today. He states that he does not underestimate the discontent and anxieties, while affirming that the reform was necessary and that the government is listening. In the meantime, the protest is not weakening, quite the contrary. Almost all the refineries remain blocked. That of Donges in Loire-Atlantique has decided to continue the strike until Thursday, March 16th. At Fos-sur-Mer, the site is again at a standstill after a short resumption of fuel shipments this morning. There are also disruptions in transportation for trains and planes, and this will continue all weekend. In the streets, a new day of mobilization is planned tomorrow throughout France, with 230 rallies in total. Territorial intelligence expects to see up to 1 million people demonstrating throughout the country. In the rest of the news, the Brest University Hospital was the victim of a cyber attack. All the hospital sites have been impacted since last night and are currently operating in degraded mode. No health data leak has been identified, according to management. End of the weather alert in the Pyrénées-Orientales, Aude and Hérault. Only four departments remain under orange alert this evening for strong winds, and the two departments of Corsica with gusts reaching up to 200 kilometers per hour. And then Neymar was successfully operated on in Qatar. The PSG striker was injured in his right ankle after a sprain following his match against Lille last month. The 31-year-old Brazilian will need 3 to 4 months of rest. His season is already over. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.